is the focus and the intent. And as I've gone through and thought about this over days, I could name names of people who are already, who have been involved in what's gone on, who are already much more wealthy than they were 5 or 6 years ago. Because God is creating wealthy people. And not only is that true financially, but spiritually and mentally and emotionally, God moving in their lives. They are growing up into him, as Paul wrote in Ephesians about Jesus, growing up into him in all things. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And you kind of have to be around for a while before you really get to see it. Sometimes you catch a glimpse of it, but then you find that person several years later and something happened, right? So it takes over time as you watch people. It's very encouraging to watch what God does. Nobody's perfect, but to watch someone being perfected in the knowledge of him, it's a continuous process. So when you talk about giving, in most all of Christendom, what you hear the most about is what? Talk about giving. What do you hear? How about the tithe? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Most every denomination, every facet of Christianity, most of them will talk a lot about the tithe. And I've told you that story before too. When I was an associate pastor, minister of music at another church many years ago, I got to preach on Sunday night one time, and I talked about this, and I talked about the tithe, and I talked about the idea that we're not under the law, and that for us to go around saying you're not under the law, you're not under the law, you're not under the law, but then come to giving and try to get people to give by telling them about the law, you know, it's got to be tithes. Tithe, the tenth. And so many people hear the tithe all the time, but they don't even know that the word is just the tenth. Tekate, tenth. Okay? And we talk about this in the areas of the law, and that's where most people start off and what most people hear and what most people do. And some people never really get good into generous because of the teaching about the tithe. Before you throw stones, which almost happened to me that Sunday night, okay, the pastor's wife was extremely upset because I started saying, if you're going to do a law, you need to go read it because there's more than one tithe, and there's actually, on some years, you give 30%, and I just went down into it, and after all, is it by, it was from your produce, okay? So what if your fruit trees didn't produce? What do you do, And she was not happy. And to me, I was just being honest. I was going, look, what it says, okay? So what I mean by that is, if someone is raised simply on the idea that you have to, what did I say? Hold that thought. You have to give 10% of your, quote, income, which is the way we do it now, because we're not an agrarian society anymore, right? If you give 10% of your increase, we'll say it that way, to God, you have to, then most people that believe that and that walk in that, they do that, right? So when it comes to anything else, their attitude is, I already gave, so I'm good, so don't bother me about that, right? And we're going to see something there in a minute as well. However, generous soul being made richer, the idea there is it's an attitude. It's a lifestyle. It's something that you do. Well, okay, What about this tenth thing? And I know I've told you this many times. If you look over into the 14th chapter of Genesis, I believe it's the 18th through the 20th verse, you find Abraham's encounter, Abram actually then, with, and I've always heard it Melchizedek, right? So I was messing with it, looking at different things this week. There, a Hebrew guy said that it should be Melchizedek. Melchizedek. And that what that actually means is my king Zedek. Says he was the king of Salem, which would be of peace. If you look into Hebrews, the 7th chapter, it also tells us that this man, however you say that, Melchizedek, that Jesus is of the order of his priesthood. Melchizedek was the priest of El Elyon, God Most High. Okay, that's his title. King of Salem, the priest of El Elyon, God Most High. Some say the Most High God, either way it works, okay? So, as Abraham was coming back from the battle with the five kings who stole Lot and all their possessions around Sodom and Gomorrah there, he came back with all the spoils, and it says that this priest, this of God Most High, the king of Salem, peace, came to bless Abraham. That's pretty cool. He came to bless Abraham. What did Abraham do? What? Well, he did that, but I'm talking about specifically with Melchizedek. He gave him a tenth of all the spoils. Gave him what? Tenth of all the spoils. Okay, this predates the law by close to 500 years, right? And yet, this man of God, the one in covenant with God, in fact, right after that, God said, because you did that, I'm your exceeding great reward. You gave the 10% to my representative. Nobody told you you had to. You did it anyway. Because of that, I'm going to be the one who is your exceeding great reward. I'm your shield. So that was a big deal. So what I've said, very plainly, very honestly, very truthfully, if Abraham is the father of our faith, then without the law, way predating the law, the idea that any believer